What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 166. In this episode, I'll discuss how to administer mannitol for elevated intracranial pressure. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode166. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The definitive treatment for elevated intracranial pressure is to fix the underlying cause. Common causes are traumatic brain injury, intracranial hemorrhage, CNS infection, or intracranial neoplasm. Until definitive treatment can be arranged, temporary treatments to lower intracranial pressure, such as mannitol, may be employed. When given as a bolus, mannitol is an osmotic diuretic that does not cross the blood-brain barrier. Mannitol lowers intracranial pressure by osmotically drawing free water out of the brain and into circulation, where it can be eliminated. If given as a continuous infusion, mannitol will eventually cross the blood-brain barrier and have no effect on intracranial pressure. The onset of a mannitol bolus for lowering intracranial pressure is in minutes. The duration is measured in hours, and the dose is 1 gram per kilo bolus, and this can be repeated as needed with 0.25 to 0.5 grams per kilo. Often the decision to administer mannitol is made due to an acute severe change in the patient's neurological status that leads the physician provider to believe the intracranial pressure is too high. The request is usually for mannitol to be given stat. Variability in dose and administration technique can cause significant delays between the time mannitol is needed and the time it actually gets administered. Mannitol is available in 25% 50 ml vials, a total of 12.5 grams per vial, and 20% 500 ml bags for a total of 100 grams per bag. Both preparations may crystallize at room temperature. Mannitol should be carefully inspected for crystals before it's administered, and it should be administered with an inline filter, typically 0.22 micron in size. Ideally, the 1 gram per kilo dose of mannitol is administered as a bolus over 30 minutes. Comparing the available forms of mannitol against this dosing regimen, it becomes clear that the 12.5 gram vials are not practical. For a 75-kilo patient, the nurse would have to draw up six 12.5-gram vials, 50 mLs each, and stand at the bedside pushing them for 30 minutes. That leaves the 20% 500 ml infusion as the most reasonable option for delivering a 1 gram per kilo bolus of mannitol over 30 minutes. While the 20% infusion option is the best, it too has some drawbacks. Many patients will receive less than 100 grams, and it is somewhat unusual to dispense an infusion that contains more than the intended dose of an IV medication. It's also not practical to transfer the exact amount of mannitol needed to a second container due to the time this takes and the urgency of the need for mannitol. Fortunately, features available on smart pumps can facilitate administering the exact amount of mannitol needed. Smart pumps are able to specify a limit on the total volume of any medication that is to be infused, regardless of the rate of infusion. Nurses at my institution routinely use this feature on all IV infusions to ensure that the infusion rate is assessed frequently. In the context of a mannitol infusion, the nurse can set the pump to stop administration after the exact amount of mannitol has been delivered. In order to quickly determine the appropriate smart pump settings at the bedside for a 500 ml bag of 20% mannitol to deliver a gram per kilo over 30 minutes, use the following two steps. Number one, multiply the patient's weight in kilos by 10 and make this the rate of infusion in mLs per hour on the smart pump. Step 2, multiply the patient's weight in kilos by 5 and make this the total volume to be infused on the smart pump. Since this is with a 20% bag of mannitol, I call this my 20-10-5 rule for quick mannitol administration. Using the 75-kilo patient as an example, set the smart pump to infuse 20% mannitol at a rate of 750 mLs per hour with a total volume to be infused of 375 mLs. This will deliver 75 grams of mannitol over 30 minutes. If a patient weighs over 100 kilos, the infusion rate may need to be capped at 999 mLs per hour, depending on the maximum rate the smart pump allows. Don't worry, as this will still allow the mannitol to infuse at a rate sufficient to lower the intracranial pressure. Starting Thursday, March 2nd, 2017, members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy will have access to my new masterclass, Principles of Infectious Disease for ICU Pharmacists. To learn more about the Academy and sign up, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.